You're listening to Go Fish with Mike Buck on AM 690, The Fishing Answer. This segment is being brought to you by the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council at WPCouncil.org.
Okay, you
know, troll on in.
Come on in. Come on in. You know, I really love this because at this time of the year, traditionally, in the last couple of years, through our affiliation with the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council on the program, I've been able to get out some word and some information on the show, which maybe leads somebody to a professional life. And I'm not quite sure about Josh DeMello and how he started. But I think, Josh, if a little bird serves me right, your original hookup with the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management, you didn't think it was going to be a career, but that was a while ago. When was it? And what was your initial exposure?
This was back in 2002. I started with
14 years ago.
Right. Okay. Started as an intern with the council. And
you know what? Here's the thing that I love about this. What goes around comes around. I knew that. Josh started as an intern, and now, among the many hats he wears, he is also the Fish Project Coordinator. And the Fish Project is fisheries, internships, and student help. In other words, you are selling what you did.
Basically, giving back to what gave so much to me through this job.
But, you know, I think that maybe, you know, young people, they don't really have focus. And I know that parents and even the kids themselves, they're looking for a way to find focus. And obviously you did, you know, in some respect through this. And obviously that if somebody is so lucky to be selected for this honor, that the sky's the limit.
I think for local kids especially, they don't realize that what they love to do, fishing, diving, scuba diving, whatever.
Can make a living at it.
There's jobs out there and they find that science is hard because there's a lot of math, calculus, organic chemistry kind of stuff. But this is the kind of stuff they do every day.
Isn't it kind of neat when you say math and stuff is tough? And it is. I had a horrific time with it until it became practical. In other words, if you use this formula to find out this, then it's, wow, what a tool. Instead of, I can't stand this. I hate numbers. I hate math.
Right. And this type of internship opportunity provides you with an opportunity to use hands-on experience on real-life situations using math and science.
Now, we have a deadline for this, and I'm sure that we're going to be able to get to it again before the deadline, but the deadline for applications for this particular program, which Josh is going to explain, is actually March the 31st. One more thing before we get into the nuts and bolts of this. I'm guessing that when you started, that there was not the concern or the care or the progress being made in restoration of some of the old fish ponds, in some of the stuff that we know we're a little bit more environmentally responsible for. So I'm guessing now that kids are a little bit more sort of educated as to why they might want to be interested in this.
Right. In the last 14 years, it's been really gangbusters of more awareness by students and even down through high school. Mm-hmm. Some of it, you know, is some of the stuff the council has helped with through its fisheries course and others, but there's been more attention and there's more, especially Hawaiian kids really want to get into this kind of work.
Yeah. And you know, we found out, and those of you that are regular listeners to the program, it's tough. I mean, you know, it's tough. There's a lot of rules and regulations, but the reason why we are so pleased to be hooked up with the council and Josh is that you hear this thing, oh yeah, well, we're bottoms up, or we pay attention to folks. That is becoming glaringly more and more obvious to me at the council. So let's explain this fish program, what its concept was in the very beginning, or maybe even before when you got in, and how it's osmos to what it's doing today.
So in the recent past, we've had a bunch of different internship opportunities for students from high school through graduate school, and last year was the first year that we actually took that idea and put it together into a formal project or program that we can work on. So through this program, we hope to build local capacity, because there's no capacity locally for fishery science and fisheries management. We import a lot of our people and knowledge into the position.
We have them on all the time. We get them on all the time. Isn't it nice when it can go in the other direction?
Right. Yeah. So that was the idea behind it initially, but then we also saw the use of it as working for the council and doing projects that the council needs that the staff just doesn't have time to do. And then it
by
also
by the way, these are these when we say intern, if you intern with us at the radio station, you get a spam musubi or something every now and again, maybe from one of your but this is actually these are paid positions. So there there's a I don't want to say a financial carrot, but it, obviously it in some respects it's going to be the first real job somebody's had.
Exactly. And you get the experience working in an office, in a professional office with in a professional setting, and you get that understanding of what the council does, what what fisheries does, especially for students that are in conservation fields that you only hear one side. It's our opportunity to provide that balance, and they hopefully they take it back to their families as
well. I bet it's an eye opener for some kids because you got to be there. You know, it's like you got to get there. You got to be on time. In other words, it not only are you going to get paid, but you're also going to get a built-in reality check and maybe appreciate a little bit how mom and dad are because they go to work every day. And they gotta go to work every day.
We see that with some of the some of the students. It's getting into that habit of getting up and coming into the office and not leaving until 5 o'clock. Or, but for me, it was an eye opener getting an internship of after studying in school for marine science and learning about conserving the fish, conserving the corals, and then you get into the real world where that would be nice. But there's all these social and economic reasons why you need to allow fishing. The cultural reasons, so. It provided me with that balance.
That's a great point because I do know that young kids, particularly, and particularly in if the educational system that we're in mostly is kind of liberal, it's kind of left leaning, and so it's like stop everything, save the planet, no more fishing, and say, but wait a minute, my uncle, that's how he makes his living, or that's how we feed ourselves. So, in other words, it's a way to find out how to get strike that happy medium, how both things work.
Right. Hopefully, that's what the council tries to do, and hopefully these internship opportunities give the student those skills that they can take in both sides.
This year's opportunities, what are they?
So this year we have a couple of projects. We have room for a minimum of two interns to look at potential project topics such as essential fish habitat and mapping. So if you have GIS experience, we'd like you to apply. Also, social and economic impacts on fisheries. So, what we're mainly looking at the ahi fishery with that project. And we did some work last summer, but we want to follow up and continue the data analysis.
One of the things that when you talk about that is, let's say that all of a sudden some area becomes kapu for fishing, can't fish anymore. But a family doesn't get it. They've been going down there every weekend, getting their mempachi or their manini or whatever, and taking home and eating. Now they can't do it. Sure, there are alternatives. There are other things. Maybe that this is part of that. Maybe you're so lucky as if somebody that's actually involved in that part of the fishery applies for this internship.
I would hope so. Yeah. At least it'll help us and learn more about the social impacts. And then help them learn how to navigate that process.
What about this? Sometimes people said in the past when they join the Army or join the Navy, see the world. They say, "What are you? I'm a physicist. Okay, kitchen, or okay, or I'm a cook. Okay, motor pool. Can you match up what somebody expects out of this internship with chores, or is it vice versa? Do you try to find somebody square peg, square hole, so that somebody's going to match in what you're trying to accomplish?"
I think it really depends on who applies and what skill set they have. What we do is we match up the student with a staff mentor to provide them with guidance throughout their project and hopefully a little bit more mentoring in the experience. But we try to look at what skills they have, what kind of courses they've taken, what's their interest. We ask them which project they'd like to work on. And then we see which staff actually have the time to do this project and sort of match them up.
The vetting process, you got to make sure.
And then we want to make sure that they're a cultural fit in the office and that the mentor, it's someone the mentor can work with.
You know, this being said, and it to me, it's wonderful. You say it's an 8 to 10 week thing. It's over the length of the summer. But I would imagine that you've had more than, now that the program's been running as long as it is, people need to know that you're not doing this just to be nice guys. You guys have a mission. In other words, you need this. You need to create this capillary vein system to get these people into you.
Right. Yeah. So last summer we had an intern from Maui, from that's going to school at Hawaii Pacific University, he looked at the bottom fish fishery and sort of mapping out the history and what, yeah. what's been going on in the management. And then he created a poster that he took to the Hawaii Conservation Conference. But that that gives experience so that when he does graduate, he can apply for jobs with National Marine Fisheries sure. Service, with Division of Aquatic Resources, or even with us. We've hired some students as well.
Are you finding it sort of interesting that, you know, everybody knows that the economy hasn't exactly been exploding in great shape? Unemployment is down. I mean, that's true, but people are still struggling here. And I think it's sort of neat to know that there's continual concern on what the council does. Because I know that you guys, just like every other organization, towards the end of every year, got to put together, what are we going to get? What are we going to do? For those that don't know, how does the funding work for this job or for these jobs?
Well, the funding comes from the council's budget, mm-hmm. out of our budget. And our budget is appropriated by Congress every year.
Right. So the more friends we have in Congress and the more good interns we can get to do a good job, the more likely you're going to get continually be funded.
And hopefully we can eventually grow this program that there's other organizations or partner agencies that would mm-hmm. like to come on board, and we can find an intern and stick them in their agency yeah. as well.
Yeah, and gang, the way this word gets out is, Josh has explained, you're not going to mm-hmm. be walking into a torture chamber. This is going to be a gradual introduction to what's been going. But I want to tell you, there are only two openings at this time. Maybe there might be a little bit more, but we know at least for two. And that means that there's going to be some applications that don't quite make it. That's not to say that they couldn't reapply, but tell me how the process works. The deadline to get in an application is March 31st. What kind of stuff is addressed on the application?
So it's basic contact information, mm-hmm. and then it asks what's your project that you're interested in, mm-hmm. and then it asks.
On the website, can they look at the projects and say, I'm interested in this one because?
Right. On the website, there's a list of project descriptions that mm-hmm. they can look at, and then the application continues with, what are your reasons for wanting an internship? What kind of skills can you bring to the council? What do you expect to get from the internship? And then you can add on your CV or resume mm-hmm. and references or your transcripts.
If you can remember back to when you walked in the door to do yours, was it sort of intimidating? I mean, you were sort of, holy smokes, what am I getting into here? What's this all about?
Definitely very intimidating. I mean, I was 23 or yeah, something, yeah, and yeah. These are all professional adults, and yeah. I knew nothing.
You know, yeah, now it's your right. turn. But see, the part that I think is important is that, you know, it's not easy, but if you are allowed and you do this, you're going to be, if anything else, self-esteem is going to go up, your value to yourself is going to go up, and maybe the decision-making process of, okay, what do I want to do when I grow up? How many people have you been able to interact with that have been through this program that have gotten into the field?
Through all of our different fish
I'm
projects,
talking maybe vague percentages or something.
I would say everyone that applies, well, maybe not everyone, maybe 75% of the people that are looking at these kind of opportunities actually get involved somehow.
Yeah. You know, the reason why I say that is because I think everybody, if they're the least bit interested, the way is this to get done is the pebble in the pond. So if somebody's listening to our program, if they don't have a kid in school or whatnot, they know somebody that does. And don't you find it's sort of interesting the way some of these young people find out about the opportunity?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
I talked to my son's coach who has a son that is interested in this program. Mm-hmm. And I talked to a cousin's brother's uncle or something. And so I'm always sending yeah. emails and information yeah. to people that they can share.
I know that, you know, anecdotally, that sounds great. But let's talk about who is helping you officially? I mean, are there some? I know there are a couple guys that are school teachers that really can maybe see something in a kid and point them in the right direction. How often does that happen?
We do. We have some professors who know what mm-hmm. we do. We'll point their students in our direction. A lot of times, it's fishermen's children or relatives that they'll go, hey, I know you want to learn about mm-hmm. fisheries. Mm-hmm. Here's an opportunity.
even though there's a lot of flexibility in what a kid is going to end up doing, when I say a kid, most of these are young people that get this internship. I know that you are expected to do this. I mean, that's part of what your funding is predicated on. What are you guys doing to increase awareness in the public, and who's coming into this thing? So maybe letting people know the internships are not available just so a kid has something to do for the summer. You have some real reasons. What are they? What are the two or three main reasons this program even exists?
I think one of the main reasons is that we have a lot of work to do. I mean, we're a staff of 15, and we do the work of a staff that should be around 200.
Yeah, really.
There's a lot.
Back in the day, there was a lot more staff, right?
It started small, got a little big, but it's probably been around 15 for a while. Mm-hmm. But there's all these different projects that we'd like to see get done, and not everyone has the opportunity to do it, or even our partner agencies. These are things that need to get done, but we just don't get to them. So,
well, you know, there's a lot of people that love the whale count every year. They just want to go out, sit on the beach, look at the binoculars, count some whales. That's a help. But what you're talking about is some of these people can get in some of these projects, which become very valuable as far as stock assessments and taking a look at your neighborhood, who's catching what, these kind of things that you talked about earlier. Part of the one of the things that you told me about was the fish habitat and mapping. How important is that to get some kid in the water doing that stuff?
Well, we really want, we have fishery data, and we know where they caught it, but how do we display that graphically that people can actually understand?
Gotcha.
So that's one of the projects is looking at doing a spatial analysis of where people are fishing, so we can use it in our amendments that change the rules, so it's practical.
That's the fascinating part to me, Josh. The fascinating part to me is that people that think that they're going to come down there, get some tobbies and a scoop net. This is an office job. This is, you're getting into the guts of how the council operates.
Right. And when I graduated, I thought, I'll go dive, or I'll go swim with dolphins, or count whales or something. But in reality, those jobs, while they're nice and they're probably perfect for when you're young,
and they're fun,
right? Oh, yeah. But when you get older, your body can't take it that much. So, and really, that those jobs don't pay very well. That's my pitch. If you really want to get into something where you can actually make a living, management is the side to go.
Yeah, and once you attach a couple of those alphanumerics or initials to your title, It serves a long way. I think that maybe it also, in many respects, and I would like your thought on that, because, like I said, we're still looking at the reasons why this whole program exists, is that you really need a bunch of new people coming into this thing, because we're all aging, you know, and, you know, 14 years ago, you probably didn't think you were going to be doing this as long. Mm-hmm. But now, do you see yourself doing anything else?
Not right now. I mean, there's a real big opportunity to get people in the door now, because the baby boomer generation is starting to retire.
Yeah.
They have been starting to retire, and they're going to continue retiring for the next 10 years. So there's going to be a lot of turnover. And what's going to happen is we're going to have to import our people into these positions, and would rather see local people managing local resources.
Yeah, and you know what I think is also important? I mean, there's the school's still out in many neighborhoods and parts of our state about higher education. I think that a kid that's teetering on the edge of getting a degree or going on to a college gig or going into graduate school, this is a great place to get that awareness, right? What am I going to get for me and my family? What do I need to put in to get to where I need to go?
Right. I spent 6 years in undergraduate trying to figure out what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Took me half of that time, 3 years to decide, I love the ocean. I go surf all the time, dive, paddle, whatever. And then it took another 3 years to figure out, what do I want to do after I get that marine science degree? What am I going to do? Fisheries wasn't even on the radar. Mm-hmm. If I knew about fisheries at the beginning, I probably would have went to a fishery school.
Yeah, and that therein lies the difficulty, because I do know that in many respects, part of our sister gang, in ship fitting and repair and actually fishing, there's a dearth of people that are, I mean, a lot of people that are needed for that too. And maybe somebody might come into the office as an intern and decide, you know what, I want to be on a boat for as long as I can be. Then I'll come back into the office. Those are options too.
Right, and we're not looking for just marine science, marine biology, oceanography type of majors. If you're a social scientist, we'd like you to apply too. Yeah.
Because and the reason for that, once again, would be about getting into the communities and helping communities stand up for what they need and yet still be responsible, right?
Right, and learning about surveys and how to analyze that data, and those are a skill set we need. There's habitat and mapping, so geography majors. We have on staff, we have a music major, but his background is in the Hawaiian sovereignty movement, so he's really good with the indigenous rights.
Mm-hmm.
By
the way, on a regular basis, I know that mainly what the council deals with is offshore. You know, we look at the fisheries big, but there is an awful lot of cross-pollination with some of the current issues. You know, right now, some of the things that are going on, some young people in the Hawaiian community don't think that their interests are being represented as well as they could be. Maybe this is an opportunity for somebody in that area to say, hey, you know what? You know, we talk about fish and poi. These are the fish guys. Let's go find out what's going on.
And it's an opportunity to train so that you can get into those areas where you think you're not being heard from.
Mm-hmm.
If you have your own people in there, then it's more of a likelihood for them to be hearing what you're saying.
Out of just as things osmosis and change, how have these positions changed from when you had it? Obviously, there's new areas of concern, particularly in technology. There's more and more things going on. 14 years ago, as an intern, what was expected of you, and what kind of a program was it that you walked into?
I was basically just put into a room and said, "Here's all the data. Make some graphs and do some analysis." Yeah. And now we're trying to, with this program, we're trying to be more hands-on, mentoring the student, providing them direction, helping them with other things as well. But there's so much more going on than just looking at the data, because we've noted that there's a lot of gaps in our information that we need to go and look at. So it's a little more exciting. It's really more useful things that the council can.
Josh, what about this question? You and I have talked about this a lot. We spend a lot of time on this program with stock assessments and surveys and data information. I would imagine that there's been a paradigm shift since you started, that the information now is way more valuable. So when a kid is asked to compile something or interpret something, that it's a lot more real than it used to be as far as reliability.
We try to make it for the project. We try to make it a little more real. That for something like bottom fish, if we're going to look at bottom fish social impacts or even the habitat, we try to make it so that they understand that it's going to actually be used in a stock assessment, and that stock assessment is used to set the quota, and then that quota is really what affects the fishermen. So it's all in that.
It's
chain.
Like dominoes, right?
Yeah.
One thing goes, everybody goes.
Right.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, okay, so now you're getting the message. There are at least two, possibly more, but this is called the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council Undergraduate Summer Internship. So that says already pretty much that we're looking at college boys and girls, college men and women, and that we are asking them to be able to commit to 8 to 10 weeks.
Yes. Yeah. And it, and it's in Honolulu.
Yeah.
So if you're not in Honolulu, we don't pay for relocation, but so you'd have to have a place to stay.
Find
here.
Auntie, ask auntie, tell her you got this opportunity.
Right.
Bite your cousin or somebody, you know.
Right.
You got a place to stay, you're going to get taken care of. Easiest way to do this, obviously, people are way more techie than they used to be. Should they go to wpcouncil.org and then what?
wpcouncil.org/education and outreach/internships. And in there, there's all the information. There's a document on the potential project, so the description, and then there's a web link to the application. If someone can't access the application, you can always email me at joshua.demello@wpcouncil.org or call the office at 522-8220. Then we can get you a hard copy application.
Yeah, and also, you know, you can email me if you'd like, themikebuckshow@gmail.com. But the easiest thing is to just go to online. It's so by the way, I got to tell you, there's been a lot of time spent and effort spent on the website. It really pays off. You know, I mean, you can find out episodes of this show. You can see a lot of reports, a lot of videos. I think that a lot of people interested in the field, Josh, are probably visiting that site a lot more often than they used to.
I think so, and yeah. We try to make it as useful as we can.
Okay, that's going to kind of wrap it up for this this episode. So, but I do want to make sure that you understand that the deadline for this application is the 31st of March, and that means, excuse the expression, but you got to light a fire under your coal and get it going, because those days go away pretty soon, right?
Right.
Pretty quick, yeah. Okay, so there you go. So if you want to know more, you know what to do. I certainly do hope that some of you that are listening, if you are not a young person that might be interested in yourself, that you know somebody that is. It's the pebble in the pond that's going to do it. So, hope you enjoyed today's show. Also, the revisit with Captain Dave Marciano from Wicked Tuna. That was kind of fun. Go to WPCouncil.org for more information. Have a good time. See you next time. Aloha.